Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Real Talks with Missy B. London. I am your host, Missy B. London. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? How is everything? How is your day going today? Where can you find me on social media? Real Talks with Missy B. London on Instagram and Twitter. Talks with Missy B. London on Facebook. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this episode today. You know me, I like to read the newspaper sometimes, if I get the newspaper sometimes. But I like to get the newspaper, not cash paper, not that I pay for the newspaper, it's the free newspaper, the Metro paper, the one that I read on Monday the 25th of November. I saw this headline: a job for life, four years will do us. You get me? It's like that headline makes you think now that there is no job for life anymore. People don't do a job for life anymore. You know, back in the days, older generation, they were set for life. They knew that their job was set for life. They knew that they'd be starting that job and come retirement age, they'll be in that job and be set for life because they've had that job for how many years? Many years, earned money in the pot, got money in the pot, retirement pot, that is sorted, there you go, bish bash bosh, retirement age, I can go, give me my money, I'm good to go, that kind of thing. But nowadays, yeah, jobs, when you get a job, there's no certainty that you'll have that job for at least up to 10 years or up to 5 years. Now, the way how the economy is going, the way how companies are going, everything is going up, inflation's going up, the shares are going up, everything costs more, lardy lardy lardy. But let me get into the article anyway. Like I said, it was in the Metro newspaper in London, UK, dated Monday the 25th of November 2025 in November 2019. Did I say it right? Yeah, 2019, even though it sounds a bit odd right now because we're getting close to 2020, but yeah, 2019, written by Gemma Francis. Let me read this article right here. There may no longer be such thing as a job for life because the average millennial now spends less than 4 years with an employer before moving on, a study reveals. And by the time they reach 34, may have had many as six jobs compared to with people approaching retirement age who have been just 7 years. A study of 2,000 adults found that almost half of 25 to 34 year olds have not only switched jobs but have also changed careers. Samantha Rutter, chief executive at distant learning provider Open Study College, said, "For a long time now, we have seen a gradual change within the job market, with people prepared to move around more rather than settle down into a role that they intend to stay in for their working life. But it's surprising to think millennials, who are still early in their careers, have already had around the same number of roles as those who are nearing the age of their working life." The study found that the average adult applies for 23 jobs in their working life and attends around 9 interviews. Okay, well, I think I've attended more interviews than that, but that's a study. More money is the most common reason for changing jobs, followed by career progression and wanting to work in a new location. You know what? I think as well, technology has helped with being more able to move around in jobs, being more able to study and improve in your skills to apply for those better jobs as well. Freedom, literal freedom, easy access to education and everything as well. So I'm guessing all of these little things has made it easier for people to move around. It makes out that the millennials, you know, they don't want to stick around for long, but they've got ideas, prospects, they know what they want, they don't want to settle, like this article just said as well. So be it. It's a bit like I said in the beginning, it's like people used to settle in that job and know they will be there for like 5-10 years, reach those targets, made a certain amount of money to move on. But as the article said, people want to move around, and it's mainly because of more money in that new job, different location, so many factors involved in this. But it's a shame though that people don't want to settle in a job for life anymore. I'm laughing because even I don't want to settle in a job for life. I want a job, but I don't want to be in one place for too long. I want to move around. I want to improve my skills. I want freedom. Literally, I can't see myself doing a job for five years and not changing that job. Even though I did have a job that I was doing, and I had that job for like 10 years, and to be honest, I think I could have done better, but I didn't get much encouragement. I didn't know what to do and all that stuff. But yeah, and that was many years ago, well, a couple of years ago, shall I say. But yeah, it's interesting statistically wise as well, but millennials are like that. I'm in the millennial category, ain't I? Well, just about in the millennial category. Because I think after millennials, it's Generation X. And it's based on when you was born as well. So I'm an 80s baby. Look at that. I'm like admitting my age. Yes, I'm old. I might sound young yet, but I'm old for my time, shall I say. But yeah, this is interesting. Like I said, it's just kind of, I wouldn't say it's sad, but it's just reality, literally reality. And as we know, things change just like that now. You need to be more prepared in general and have a backup plan as well. Because like we're saying, or like I'm saying, there's no job for life anymore. So you always need a backup plan. You always need a safety egg. When I say safety egg, as in a safety pot with a little bit of money in it, but you always need a backup plan in general, because if things, you know, if you lose your job suddenly, what are you going to do? Make sure you back yourself up by improving in your skills, learning new skills. So when you're applying for the new jobs, you got those skills, you got those experience. Talk to the right people as well. That's what you got to do. But yeah, I just found this article, it just stood out to me because it's relatable to me. I'm still trying to find a job myself, and it's saying about how people have only had 9 interviews. I swear in my life I've had more than 9 interviews, just that I've lost count. Literally, I have lost count in my lifetime. But hey, so be it, innit? What do you think? Let me know. Are you a millennial, or are you, was you born in the 70s or above? I can't remember the age categories for the millennial. I just know it starts in the 80s. And then Generation X, I think it's from the 90s or the 20s. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, are you in a job now that you can see yourself being in that same job for another 5 years? Or are you planning to leave and do better things, be independent, or just want to go up the ladder? Are you making your plans right now? I was going to say let me know, but that's your decision. That's your thing, so to say. But we can continue the conversation if you want to on social media. Real Talks with Missy B London on Instagram and Twitter. Talks with Missy B London on Facebook. Hope this was an insightful episode. Yes, it was kind of quick, but hey, sometimes they're quick, sometimes they're long, depends on what I'm talking about. This was just me giving my opinion on this article, so that's why it's kind of quick, and this article was kind of short as well, as you noticed. But yeah, thank you for listening anyway, and be good, be kind, and look after yourself, and make sure you come back again another day, because I am recording 1 episode a day in November, and I think I will be doing the same thing in December as well. Hey, it keeps me going, it keeps my brain working, literally. But thank you for listening anyway. Goodbye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.